Thank you for tuning in to Playmates Podcast. Today's episode, an excerpt from Manic Pixie Dream Girl by Lily Welsh. Enjoy the show.
People are calling me a slut.
I doubt that.
That guy from your office said you were talking about us. And some girls on my floor.
Uh-huh.
The office guy said you were talking about us. He wouldn't say what you said, because you're friends.
Yeah.
What are you telling people? Why are you telling people? Why would you want to tell people? Coming! Hey, Scott!
Eva! Hey! Love your place.
Thanks. I'm surprised they let you up.
Gave some kid with a ponytail $10 to use his ID card. Pretty sure the doorman thought I was a professor.
That's hilarious. I really thought you'd get stopped. I was worried about you.
No need to worry about this guy. I would have crawled up the drain pipe like an urban Romeo to get to you tonight. And you know why?
Why?
Because I can't believe you frickin' haven't watched 500 Days of Frickin' Summer!
Oh my god, dude. I was in elementary school when that came out. Give me a break.
No excusing. The important thing is, we are watching it now. I cleared my schedule literally so we can watch this movie. We gotta watch it.
I want what you want, Scott.
As you should. If anything, I know writing worth talking about, and this movie's it.
I can't wait to watch it.
I got so excited about this, I actually grabbed the DVD before I left, which was probably dumb, because we could just stream it.
No, that's perfect. I have a projector that we could use the DVD on. Let me just grab a sheet.
Oh my gosh, you're brilliant.
Thank you, I know. The projector is right over there.
Where?
Between the vinyl record player and the hamster cage.
Do you have a hamster?
No. Awesome. Give me a sec. I'll be right back. Make yourself comfortable, love. This is going to take a second.
Love? Oh, yeah. Yeah, comfortable. Yeah.
You're goofy. I've been curious about this movie for a while.
Cool.
Yeah, everyone I know who's seen it didn't really like it.
Cool. Wait, what?
They didn't say it was bad or anything. They just didn't like it.
Well, actually, they probably just didn't get it. It's like a subversive film. It's literally to the point where that someone like you could go their whole lives without watching something like this.
You're so right.
This is why I want to be a writer. I have something worthwhile to bring to the table. I have something to say about wit and broad ideas and love and life and... Damn it, I'll make the world listen to me if I have to.
Have you started writing again?
I can't believe I'm gonna say this, but I think I actually have. It's super rough right now. I have no idea what it's going to be, but I'm actually writing.
That's wonderful. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. Well, don't be proud of me yet. I just feel like I haven't, you know.
What?
No, never mind. It's stupid.
Scotty!
Fine. I feel like I haven't done enough with my life. Like, how can I be a writer if my life has been nothing?
Scott, your life isn't nothing. It's everything. There are so many wonderful things that happen every day. Don't discount the things that inspire you just because they're small.
I don't know how you know what I need to hear every time.
Want to know what my first poem was about? I had so many feelings once. I didn't know what to do about it. I would cry out the hours, mucus-filled sobs that made my skin splotchy and sticky and my throat raw. My sister Melpomene sat with me to cry, but my sadness wasn't from tragedy, and it had no beginning, middle, or end. My sister Thalia sat with me to laugh, but I laughed till tears ran down my face and my abdomen burned with fire. Terpsichore pulled me into her dance, but I never knew how to stop. Cleo looked to the past, while Polymnia and Urania looked at the sky. Euterpe's songs almost touched my heart, but they were never mine. It was then that Calliope fell from heaven, her ancient being a blessing to us eight. She wove myrtle flowers into my hair and put shining paper in my hand. She said to shoot arrows through the demons in my chest and string them like the stars in the sky. I can still see them up there. They glow red.
Did you say something, love?
Huh?
I got the movie set up.
Hells yeah. Fire it up.
Come here. You are so cute. Any resemblance to people living or dead is purely coincidental. Especially you, Jenny Beckman, bitch. Bitch.
Hey, on the train. Can we talk about what happened last night?
Red, Saturday, October 16th, 11:13 a.m.
Hey, how's Boston? Can I see a pic of your dog?
Red, Monday, October 18th, 3:40 p.m.
I'm worried about Wednesday. Can we talk about it? I'm going to procrastinate on my seminar paper and finish the movie.
Red, Tuesday, October 19th, 1:21 p.m.
Just found out my town is putting on a 12 and under Rocky Horror Show Junior.
Red, Saturday, October 21st, 11:52 a.m.
I could barely cross a bridge today because I kept staggering towards the rail like I was drunk. I kept looking out on the black waves, thinking about how easy it would be to hook my foot on the fence and hurl myself over the side. How the impact of the water would be like concrete, breaking my neck, shattering my skull. I'd probably regret it on the way down. He came late to the party. I knew he was going to be there, but I went anyway. At least he wasn't there for most of it. I got really drunk. Kind of for the first time. I'd never been around so many different types of alcohol before. I tried one of each. Maybe it was because of him. It might not have been. It had only been a few weeks. My feelings on the whole thing were weird. So he gets there, and by that time I was drunker than I've ever been in my life. Starts awkwardly handing out beers to people. He was the kind of person who considered himself the life of the party, and when that didn't work in practice, he got angry. He'd be glowering in the corner, and I'd have to pass him every time I had to pee, which was often. He was stewing in quiet anger for a while, and I was far away, and too busy regretting how drunk I was to pay much attention. Until I heard him announce loud enough for everyone to hear that he had slept with 5 people at the party. I just wanted to scream. I felt so used. The guy wasn't a person. And it wasn't fair. And I just wanted to scream, we didn't have sex. I didn't want it. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
Dear Redacted Community, caution, trigger warning. If you have experienced sexual violence, including sexual assault, sexual harassment, domestic violence, dating violence, or stalking, the following campus alert may cause triggers. Please proceed with care and use your personal discretion in reading this message. The safety of the members within our community is our primary concern. To this end, we are writing to inform you that Redacted Title IX Coordinator received a report on Redacted of a sexual assault that allegedly occurred in early October of 2017 on campus. This incident involved two Redacted students. How the college is responding.
So, yeah. Eva was totally my girlfriend now. We're, like, dating. We liked each other. Girl, it was just, so freaking cool! I felt like a kid again. Also, like, a man. And Eva. God, Eva. Eva was like a goddess. My muse. I was writing again, and everything I wrote was a tribute to her. Just short stories at this point. Practice. But they were all about what I loved about her. Her legs, her hair, her eyes. I could write epics about her breasts. Those were the best days. I can't even believe they happened. But they did. They really did. Hey, honey. You ready to go yet? Great. You look beautiful.
I was despicable and brutal and turbid.
Nonsense, love. You don't even know how beautiful you are. Even if no one else sees it, I see it. Speaking of One Direction, let's go in one. I was thinking about my problem earlier, about not having done enough to inspire my work. You are helping me so much, truly, but I want to start getting out and living a real life now. Do you know what I mean?
We live not only in a world of thoughts, but also in a world of things. Words without experience are meaningless.
Exactly! You are so wise!
You have to be an artist and a madman.
Yes, yes, exactly. So anyway, I'm going to quit my job. I've had it. Money is just a way of oppression. Just like they say in Fight Club. I'm going to devote all my time to working on my masterpiece. I'm going to do it right this time. I think I'm in a point in my life where I can't.
Life is just one piece of light between two eternal darknesses.
That makes so much sense. You always know what I want to hear.
I talk in a daze.
Nice. Well, we're at the elevator. Eva, I don't want to go down.
Words without experience are meaningless?
Your words are the only experience I want.
Don't touch me! I'll die if you touch me!
What?
If a violin string could ache, I would be that string.
That's my girl.
Carry me upstairs, please. I feel sort of romantic tonight.
How could I have possibly gotten a girl like you?
You merely broke my life.
Ugh.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I just need to fucking fuck. I just need to get it out, okay? I do this, okay?
Okay, I was just checking.
No, just do me a favor and stop talking a second, please.
Sorry.
Mother fucking, I'm so fucking stupid, I swear to fuck!
Hey!
Fuck!
The other evening, a cold air of opera alienated me. His file, very crazy, who relies on it. It's snowing. The decor is falling apart, Lolita. Lolita, what have I done with your life? Jesus!
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
It's okay. I'm sorry. Are you lost? Because, like, I'm a tour guide here if you need help.
Is this the east end of campus?
Yes, it is.
And are you Eva Roth?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Oh God. I knew this would weird you out. I'm sorry. It's, I'm Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. Nice to meet you.
I didn't think you would know who I am. You are so pretty. Really, you are beautiful. I hope you get told that enough.
Thank you. You're beautiful. Everything you're wearing is just like, wow.
Thank you. It's TJ Maxx, mostly.
I love that place.
It's a good place. I like the ears.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Love Disney.
Kids your age got all the good ones coming out. When I was a kid, we just have the direct-to-video movies.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. They were the only tapes the library gave out. They were pretty shit.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is weird.
No, it's fine. Really. Look, is there something I can help you with? Or...
Does the name Scott Brooks mean anything to you?
Wait. You're his, Brenda. You're Scott's.
Eva, I know this is probably a shock.
Did he send you?
What?
Did he send you? He's not allowed to contact me anymore. You tell him I'll get a restraining order next time. I am not fucking around here.
No, he didn't send me. I haven't seen him in over a month. I swear on my mother's life.
How much do you like your mother?
So you and Scott aren't together anymore?
We were never together. Ever.
Okay. Fuck.
Brenda, why are you here?
I was going to warn you. I think I fucked that up royally. How long has it been since you've... Since he's...
2 weeks.
Ah.
He told me you were his cousin. I didn't think you were.
Figures. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, too. Did he do it to you?
It's complicated. We dated for 2 years.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It wasn't all bad. He's got that energy, you know. Everyone we knew seemed to like him. Felt wrong to disagree. He's got charisma.
Yeah, he does.
Turns out pretty much no one likes him.
Oh my God, really?
I know, right? Literally all those friends he trash talks think he's a piece of shit, and no one wants to be the one to say it. Toward the end, I thought I was going crazy.
Me too.
He made me feel like I was crazy. He'd say I was taking money from him and then pretend the conversation didn't happen.
That's terrible.
I'm fine.
Me too.
I'm sorry I didn't come sooner.
Me too.
Can I buy you lunch?
That's okay. I kind of feel sick.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Playmates Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please follow and rate us 5 stars wherever you are listening. If you'd like to hear more about what we're going to be up to, you can follow us on Instagram at Playmates Podcast. You can also follow our parent company, First Kiss Theater Company, on Instagram as well, at First Kiss Theater. That's where you can find our partner podcast, Artist Crush Discuss, where you can hear an interview with Lily and hear some dramaturgy about the show. Once again, thank you so much for listening. This is Bryn signing off. We'll see you next month. Bye-bye now.